So I have a confession to make, and my confession is that I didn't really come here to speak. I came here to learn from you, and to learn. This is the hotbed. This is the cutting edge of what's happening in terms of resistance. And so I'm really, the last 2 days I've been very inspired by what I've seen and what I've heard. And my other confession is that tomorrow, June 18th, happens to be my birthday. And I've been corresponding with Brenton and with Garrett over the last few months, I've been kind of challenged to come into this role of being an elder, which I'm just kind of getting on the verge of. And I can remember a number of years ago, I was with my friend Abigail McCarthy in Washington, D.C. And Abigail, for some of the other elders in the room, was married to Eugene McCarthy, who was the first senator to say no to the Vietnam War and ran for president on that kind of a ticket. And I asked her, she's in her mid-80s. She passed away just last December. And I asked her, what was that like to be that old? And she said, you know, I don't feel any different than I did in my 20s, except that my body doesn't work as well. And so in the interests of being an elder who's tomorrow is going to turn 54, I'd like to pass on all that I know, which is that one day you're young and you're looking forward. And everything seems possible and you can make decisions at the drop of a hat. And then maybe 20, 30, 40 years later, you're still looking forward, but you're also now looking back. And the lesson that I've learned from that is that what you make of your life and the decisions that you make is what your life becomes. So that's a really important thing, maybe a subtle thing, but a very important thing to remember. So my theme for tonight is the theme of time. And I'd like to talk a little bit about history. I'd like to start off with a poem. I first saw the light of my clan, exotic tribal ritual, collating flyers, stuffing envelopes, our chief, Rosa Parks. My mother took my hand, as mothers do, to show me my people, our totem, the picket sign, Freedom Ring. My clan swelled, Agent Orange, SDS. I saw my people confront the flying wedge. James Rector went down, 1,000 blooms. We met again at Santa Rita. Beneath bloodied pipes, barred glass, clan cousins crowding on mattresses to lay the plan. In the Red Square kitchen, we sang solidarity, drew menstrual symbols on our foreheads, picked echinacea. Perhaps initiation came too early. Our warriors scattered. We breathed into the pain, founded institutes, dealt our cards, while a two-bit actor and some CEOs laid concrete for the new world order, and heroin poured into the streets. With our simple tools, we simmered faith. When Mandela snaked the Berlin Wall, the Dalai Lama rolled over at Greenham Common. But stop. The eternal quest to craft our children into elders was cracked open like Chernobyl, the roar too thunderous for animal nerves. It spoke. The earth is dying. Sitting wake, chanting Tibetan dead, fingering our rosaries, smudging eagle, we reside in sober sentience, dare to pray for a miracle. And yet, the clan swells still, 500,000 strong in Bangalore. We are speaking plain truth in Mapuche, singing to creation in Hotvilla. Subcommandante becomes my brother. Revelation is delivered. To our people falls the identical challenge of every spirit tribe who has ever stared into the sun.